Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, his friend Ace is not a man. Dear Stephen Shirley, I busted my husband with his side chick, Ace. They were in a booth at a pool hall having wings and beer. I walked up on them and she smiled because she knew who I was. She says she was just waiting for me to catch them because she's been having sex with my husband for a while. She put it out there and I didn't have to ask any questions. She said my husband calls her all day saying how he can't wait to have sex with her. He was sitting across from her in a trance with his bottom lip hanging. She kept egging him on to agree with her, but he was staring at me the whole time. I pushed her food in her lap and my husband jumped up, grabbed my hand and yanked me so hard that we almost fell while we were running away from Ace. She got a few licks in on my husband, but she missed me. The men in the pool hall had to drag Ace out of there, and one of them drove her away from there. My husband came clean when we got outside. He said Ace's real name is Asenshe, and he met her at the same pool hall over a month ago. He said they had sex in the bathroom at the pool hall the night they met, and the rest is history. He said it's just sex, and he still loves me. I reminded him that he was on a date with her. He said it's how it usually goes. She orders food for them, and he has to have sex with her in the bathroom or her car after they eat. I recall seeing text messages pop up from Ace, and he even got phone calls from Ace. I assumed Ace was a man. He claims that he's never been to her house, and it was just sex. He said he is afraid of her, too. Did she force him to fool around, or is he lying? I don't know if she forced him into anything, but my question to you is, what is he afraid of? That he might have to eat with her and have sex with her afterwards like he's been doing for the last month? I mean, what's so scary about that? What is she doing to make him afraid? Now, I will say she is a bold one because she started telling you everything as soon as you walked in the door, practically. She should have been afraid of you, his wife, but she wasn't. She was trying to get your husband to chime in with her when she was telling you all their business. Maybe your husband, if he's afraid of anything, maybe it's her crazy, because he sure sounded like he was relieved after he got it all off his chest to you. I mean, he told you everything. And you said he was in a trance with his lip hanging while she was talking. He told you where they did it in the bathroom, when they did it, all of that. You asked Steve and I if he was lying. Well, I'm gonna throw it back at you. It doesn't matter to me if he was lying or not, because the bottom line is he's cheating with this woman, and now you know about it, and cheaters are gonna lie. So what difference does it make? He's cheating. What are you talking about, Steve?
Whew.
That's a lot.
This letter had several I can't believe it moments in it for me. Yes. This woman goes to a pool hall, discovers her husband in a booth with this woman having chicken wings and beer. As soon as she walked up on him, she started smiling at him because she knew who she was. She told the woman that wrote this letter, "I was just waiting on you to catch us because I've been having sex with your husband for a while." She put it out there and I ain't had to ask no question. She said, now, first of all, this is unbelievable. She said, "My husband calls her all day saying how he can't wait to have sex with her." Now, hit a part right there. He was sitting across from her in a trance with his bottom lip hanging. Boy, let me tell you something. That's a trance fixated moment. Now, the whole time she's saying this, he looking at her with his mouth open. First of all, he can't believe you walked in there. The word she's saying is just icing. The cake is you walked in there. He can't believe that. But the word she's saying, this is just pulling the dirt in on the graveyard. He in the hole right now. When you walked in and walked up to the table, that's what the trance was. Her talking is just pulling the dirt in the grave, putting icing on the cake. And she said that she was can't wait to have sex with and all of that. He's sitting there looking at me with a trance with his bottom lip hanging down. That one, you can't close your mouth now. Because this is unbelievable. And then she kept egging him on to agree with her. "Right, you be calling me, don't you? You know when I called you, you was telling me you be wanting to have sex with me. What you gonna do to me? You know how you call, right? Right, you know how you be calling?" He ain't even looking at her. He can't believe it. You here. Okay. So I pushed her food in her lap. Then your husband jumped up, grabbed your hand, yanked me so hard, we almost fell. We were running while we was running away from Ace because he snatched your hand so y'all could get out of there.
Yeah.
She got a few licks in on my husband, but she missed me. Ace in there swanking. The men in the pool hall had to drag Ace out of there, and one of them drove her away from there. Then here's the last moment we're going to go to break. Okay. My husband came clean when we got outside. What?
I knew you weren't going to like that one. All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, his friend Ace is not a man. We'll get Steve's reaction, part two of his reaction, coming up right after this.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap this this crazy strawberry letter today. The subject is, his friend Ace is not a man.
She walked into this pool hall, saw her husband sitting with somebody named Ace in a booth, eating chicken wings and drinking beer. As soon as she walked up on Ace, Ace looked at her and started smiling because she knew who it was. Hey, girl, what's going on? I've been waiting to meet you. I knew you was going to come in here. You know, your husband called me all day talking about what he want to do to me, and we come in here and we have sex all the time. Ain't that right? Ain't that, you know how we be coming in here? You be coming here, you call me and tell me what you going to do to me and everything like that. Ain't that right? And he's sitting there in a trance, bottom lip hanging open, looking at his wife because he can't believe she'd have walked in here. Damn what she's saying. We'll deal with that later. Why are you in here, though? How did you get in here? What is happening to me right now? Because this is all a blur. And it happened. This all happened in about, it took about a fraction of a second, because in his mind, there's a mini riot going on. There's four little people in the room with video cameras, with eight monkeys, a fire hydrant with the lid off of it, a Volkswagen that came around the corner painted like a ladybug, and it's a fire truck with a hose blazing on people and his ass on fire. This is what's happening in his mind right now.
Thank
this
you
is
for
all this
breaking
going
that
on
down.
So now, he's sitting there here, and she put it out there, you didn't have to ask no question, and he kept egging her husband on, ain't that right, ain't that what we doing? And then, so you got mad, and you pushed the food in her lap. Your husband jumped up, grabbed your hand, snatched you, like, come on, we got to get out of here, because she crazy. Well, she starts swinging at him, hit him a few licks, he don't care nothing about that, he'll take that ass with me, but we got to get out of here. She missed you. The men in the pool hall had to drag Ace out of there, because they know Ace. Ace is a regular. Yeah. Ace is a regular. They know they got to get Ace up out of there. Yeah.
Come on.
Several men in the pool hall have been with Ace before. They've seen this story. Ace know how this go. You ain't the first husband she done messed with. Ace know the story. Look, I've been sitting in this booth. You ain't the first one come down here and pull me off they man. This is what I do. So they drove her home. My husband came clean when we got outside. Boy, this boy right here is some stupid man in this world. But this, we came clean when we, why? Ace told enough. You don't need no more information. Don't double down with what Ace said. Your job is to get out of this mess. Now, you got a clear moment. They done drug Ace off. The problem has been removed temporarily. Now you outside with your wife. You got to come up with something. I don't know. Well, I have some ideas, but you got to come up with something. He came clean. He said Ace's real name is Ascensia. Why?
That's why you say that?
Yeah, what's your name?
What are we starting with that? Her real name, Ascensia. No, dog. Acid, anything.
Acid.
Ace Doll. Ace Arende. You can do anything. What is you giving up the real name for? And he met her at the same pool hall about a month ago. He said they had sex in the bathroom at the pool hall half the night they met, and the rest is history. He said it's just sex. He still loves me. I reminded him he was on a date with her. He said this is how it usually go. She ordered food for them, and then we had to have sex with her in the bathroom or in her car after they eat. I can't believe you saying this. Dog. What? What happened to it only happened one time? It'll never happen again. I was out of my mind.
This
we've never
go.
Had. Bruh, what the hell you talking about? This how it go? What you talking about? Every time, then we got to go in the car. We got to go in the bathroom. What did you talk? Shut up. Shut up.
Too late.
Now, your girl gonna play this visual in her head for years now. Every time you go to the bathroom, and you better not ever shoot pool again.
In life.
You can take pool off as a hobby from now on.
Pickleball.
Yeah, you matter of fact, you can't do nothing with a table in it. You can't play ping pong, cards. You can't do nothing else with a table in it. I see you like table games. Boy, I recall seeing text messages pop up from Ace, and he even got phone calls from Ace. I assume Ace was a man. He claims that he's never been to her house, and it was just sex. Why we got to go to the house? We've been in the bathroom in the car.
I know.
He ain't even have to tell that. He said he's afraid of her, too. Did she force him to fool around, or is he like, wait a minute, hold on. How they force you to fool around? See, it's hard for man to claim force because for us to perform, certain things have to happen.
Yes, it does.
Well, post your comment.
Post your comment.
Yeah, on today's Strawberry Letter.
Yes.
At Steve Harvey.
Keep telling y'all about the truth, how it don't work out. This is another case.
On Instagram and Facebook. Steve, check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
Act like I never knew this woman. I don't even know who you're talking about.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.